From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors say they are charging three suspects with terrorist activity. The country's National Security Council met to review mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour.
La situation est sous contrôle. Le travail des enquêteurs fonctionne.
He also said the situation is under control and investigators, he says, are showing results. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attacks in March on the Brussels airport and the subway that left 32 dead. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have gathered on the Japanese island of Okinawa, demanding the U.S. military shut down its bases there following a rash of high-profile incidents involving U.S. service members. Jinshiro Moriyama was among the protesters.
This is not how we want the country to be. We are your friends, your neighbors, but the base, we want base to be gone.
Dissatisfaction with the U.S. military bases on the island has been brewing for years. The U.S.-based aviation corporation Boeing has reached an agreement with Iran to sell the country 100 passenger planes. Deal is one of three separate agreements made between Iran and Western plane makers for a total of around 200 aircraft. An Egyptian court has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to another life term in prison for allegedly leaking state secrets. The court also sentenced to death six of Morsi's co-defendants, two other defendants who had worked in Morsi's office, sentenced to life in prison. This is VOA News. European Union has published details of its decision extending sanctions against Russia for its 2014 takeover of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, saying it continues to oppose the illegal annexation and does not recognize it. Extended penalties include asset freezes and visa bans against nearly 150 Russians, as well as 37 entities that an EU statement described as responsible for action against Ukraine's territorial integrity. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says detention is not the answer to Europe's refugee crisis, and he says it should end immediately. Mr. Ban met with refugees from war, terrorism, and poverty on the Greek island of Lesbos.
The challenge is growing. Every day around the world, thousands of families continue to flee their homes. Every month, 450 people lose their lives in the Mediterranean Sea.
The UN chief called on European countries to respond to the crisis with what he called a humane and human rights-based approach. Tens of thousands of migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and other trouble spots are at camps in Greece hoping to find permanent homes in the European Union. Malaysia's ruling party has won two parliamentary by-elections. The win strengthens Prime Minister Najib Razak's grip on the nation, despite ongoing graft allegations. President Obama stressed his administration's efforts to improve the environment during a visit to Yosemite National Park, but said much more needs to be done to safeguard the natural beauty of such preserves.
Here in Yosemite, meadows are drying up. Bird ranges are shifting farther northward. Alpine mammals like pikas are being forced further upslope to escape higher temperatures. Yosemite's largest glacier, once a mile wide, is now almost gone.
The President, First Lady Michelle Obama, and their daughters, Sasha and Malia, drove through the dense forest, enjoying the views in the nation's oldest national park. Yosemite is more than 3,000 square kilometers in size, most of it undeveloped wilderness, and its scenic beauty one of the top attractions for Americans and foreign visitors alike. Since taking office in 2009, Mr. Obama said his government has protected well over 100 million hectares of public land and water, more than any other previous U.S. administration. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and don't forget about our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.